These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti has emerged as a surprise short-term option as Manchester United explore contingency plans in their pursuit of a new manager. Ancelotti has a close personal relationship with Sir Alex Ferguson, someone new United CEO Richard Arnold has sought advice from since taking over from Ed Woodward earlier this year. United are hopeful of making a long-term appointment ahead of next season after drawing up a five-man shortlist which includes Maurizio Pochettino and Erik ten Hag. Sources say that Ferguson is an admirer of Pochettino, but has recommended the club consider Ancelotti if the former Tottenham boss rules himself out of the running. Borussia Dortmund are reportedly lining up a replacement for Emmanuel Akanji, who looks to be heading to Manchester United this summer. Akanji has been linked with a move to Old Trafford, with reports saying United have offered a four-year deal to the centre-back. What's more, they've offered to pay the centre-back €15 million per season, significantly more than his current pay. Interim boss Ralf Rangnick is believed to be a fan of the player from his time in the Bundesliga. And Manchester United seemingly had to fork out a whopping £10 million following the sacking of former manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The 4-1 defeat at Watford proved to be the final nail in the coffin for the Norwegian, who was sacked after nearly 3 years in the dugout at Old Trafford. Solskjaer was let go at a time when his deal still had over 2.5 years left to run, meaning that Manchester United were forced to dip into their cash reserves to pay off the 49-year-old. With the club's latest financial figures now public, it's been shown that a total of £10 million was spent on exceptional items, including compensation to the former men's first team manager and certain members of coaching staff for loss of office. Those are your latest Manchester United headlines.